Imagine a classroom where the students, instead of all looking at the blackboard, are looking at individual laptop computers. That may be a reality through a four-year grant from the Association of Alaska School Boards Consortium for Digital Learning. The consortium aims at bringing laptops into Alaska schools. The concept is known as the one-to-one program, one laptop for one student. Woody Wilson is a superintendent for the Wrangell Public School District. He says a grant from AASB would provide more than just computers.
What this grant would do is it would provide the infrastructure and it would provide the training for staff to actually move to the next level of teaching. And that's a lot. So it's not just computers.
Wilson says the training would encompass many pieces of technology.
In the first year, for example, we would probably have 8 days of direct training for teachers to learn about all of the technology. It's not just computers. We would have digital cameras. We'd use digital projectors, document cameras. There are all kinds of ways that we would move into this digital world, and teachers need to be trained on that.
Further training would include trainers actually going into the classroom to help teachers prepare and present lessons digitally. Another component may be in the form of a technology fair.
And during this training, you have the teachers and the students together, and you have the trainers there. So the trainer gets to observe the teachers working with the students and the students working with the teachers. They get to see that interaction, and they get to help bring the system forward.
The focus would first be on getting a laptop to every high school student, then to the middle school. One of the main concerns right now is sustainability.
We can't just buy a bunch of hardware and then expect to be able to buy it again when we don't have the grant next time. So the grant is a good thing, but at the same time, once people have these skills, abilities, and once students learn how to use this technology, and we start producing at this higher level, the community will expect us to maintain that, and they should. So we've got to have a system sorted out that will allow us to continue and sustain the level of equipment that we have.
According to Wilson, the school board needs to decide how much money the district can commit over 4 years towards a digital learning initiative. When asked how much the district needs to commit, Wilson said he didn't know. He did say bringing the one-to-one program to Wrangell and being trained on the new technology are vital steps in education. He says it represents a big shift in the way teachers teach and students learn.
If we don't take it, we're going to be left behind. It's a shift that every institution of education is going to have to take, whether they like it or not. And the ones that don't take it will lose students, they'll get further behind, and they won't be as productive as they should be.
Wilson is familiar with the one-to-one program. He was superintendent in the Haynesboro School District when laptops first arrived. He says having them available for students changes the atmosphere in the school and allows students to be more responsible.
They take the computers with them when they travel to ball games and when they go various places. That way they can send their homework back to the teacher. They don't miss out. The teacher can send an assignment, can review a paper and send it back for corrections. All this takes place while students are traveling even.
Other school districts in Southeast that have implemented the one-to-one program are Juneau, Petersburg, Kluwak, Craig, and the Southeast Island School District, which includes Hollis, Hyder, and Port Alexander. The Wrangell School Board is meeting tonight at 7 p.m. in the district office conference room to take action on the one-to-one program. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.